My name is Martin Gray. I'm 32 years old and I'm married to Ashley. And the 20th of April of this year, we had a little boy, James, and who's 4 weeks old now. We live in Saltcoats in Scotland. At the moment, I'm doing volunteer work within the NHS as a peer support worker. And I suffer from fibromyalgia, depression and anxiety. My main health problem is fibromyalgia, which is a chronic pain condition which affects my whole body. It causes extreme pain and severe fatigue, which leaves me feeling extremely tired and with very little energy. In day-to-day life, I'm almost always in constant pain, one place or another. I'm not able to live my life in the way that I would like to do so. For example, sleeping for a lot of parts of the day, not being able to work. And it impacts every aspect of daily life, really. And it's just a lot of it's frustration. The frustration of not being able to do the things that you want to be able to be doing. Not being able to work. Not being able to use my degree that I got. It's also because of these things that then leads to more sort of depression and more anxious about yourself. You're not known from day to day how you're going to be, so it's difficult to plan ahead to do things. And it makes me feel a bit of a failure, although it's not my fault that I've got it. Because you're not able to do the things you want to do, you feel quite down about it. It's living within these sort of limitations. It's just difficult. I worry in case they think I'm lazy or that kind of thing, when it's just I can't do things because I physically can't do it. I always feel like I'm getting judged because there isn't a physical thing that they can see what's wrong with me. If I suddenly put a plaster on my leg or something like that, they would then be like, oh, what's wrong with your leg? But when you can't see it, it's difficult. And I think that also applies to mental health. I think people don't know how to approach people sometimes that have got mental health problems. There's just still too much of a stigma around it. People need help and support. They don't need to feel worse about it. And I think that's a really big problem, that there's still a stigma about mental health that needs to be broken. My experience of the healthcare system has been great, really. I think it's one of the best things about the country that we've got. You know, it's something that we're really lucky to have, and I don't think at times people realise how lucky we actually are to receive that kind of care and attention. My GP made a huge difference to me right from after I went to see about what was actually wrong with me, and then from being diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Just even getting a definitive answer to what was wrong with me, because for a while it was just unknown, and that was difficult. It's that fear of the unknown, whereas at least when if you know what you're dealing with, you can move forward a bit more with it. My GP also recommended me and put me forward for self-help counselling, and that's just made such a massive difference to me. It was about just over a year ago that had my first appointment, and it was to have someone listen to me and make me feel that there was nothing wrong with me. I was feeling I wasn't normal with how I was feeling, with things that had happened to me. But just to have that reassurance that, you know, that you are a good person, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with what you've done. You just had bad circumstances that you've had to deal with. And from that I learned coping skills. And just even that's quite empowering, and it sort of gives you just a wee bit more of a self-confidence. especially at a time when I was really, really not in a good place. From that individual sessions, I then moved on to there was like a group, which is called Moving On Together. And it just opened your eyes to see what other people have to deal with. You're not having to deal with that on your own. You're hearing other people's experiences, and you help sort of push each other along and help each other along. And after I was in that group as a participant, I was then asked to be a sort of co-facilitator for the group. So that was quite humbling to be able to be asked that, to have somebody see that I had that sort of potential to help people. And they needed somebody to deliver it from a lived condition point of view, as well as having somebody who's got the medical knowledge. And that was a really important step for me to have had that boost. It made such a difference to see how people were from week one to the fifth and final week. Their confidences were just completely different. They'd gone from not speaking to anybody at all, laughing and joking. And it opened up outlets for people. And that group has just been hugely important to me, both from a participant point of view and then helping to teach it, because it's, in a lot of ways, it was showing me what I'm actually wanting to do now. I've always wanted to help people, and it's because of what I've been through myself, it just gives me that determination to be there to try and make even a small difference to people. My wife Ashley and my mum and dad have given me so much help and support, and they've just been there for me. And that's it's so important to anybody who's going through a difficult time. I've also had a lot of support from two of my friends, Stephen, who I've known for over 30 years. I've known him since I was 3. And Mark, who I've known all my life. He's almost just like a big brother to me. And I always go to the Hearts games with him. And they've always just really, really helped me. They've never sort of bothered that I've got conditions or illnesses. I support Hearts. I've had the season ticket for 25 years now. And I've always felt a bit of an outsider in life because of health problems, and I've never sort of feel that I fit into environments. But going to the football, it makes you feel part of something. You know, they don't care. People around you don't care who you are. You've got a scarf on, so you're part of them, really. Even playing with our dog Poppy, you know, just as long as she's got her food and has, you know, you're throwing her toy, she doesn't care that I've got depression or fibromyalgia. She just follows me about and just wants to play all the time. Whether it's even just coming and sitting beside me, which helps on a bad day, you know. I look at it that there's so many people out there that have got a lot worse than what I've got, and it's being grateful for the things that I do have. It's about being positive about yourself and having a good outlook, rather than thinking I can't do this, and letting whatever problems you have define who you are. It's one of the big things for me is that I don't want the fibromyalgia to define me. I don't want it to be my illness. And that's one thing that I've really learned over the last sort of year or two, that it's, although I do have the fibromyalgia, it's not who I am. From a young age, I just wanted to have a family, be married, have kids. And now with having that, it's been so just life-changing for me. I can't wait to experience what's ahead. It's important to have hopes and dreams and goals in life. That helps to drive you forward. Being a dad is the greatest gift possible. It's hard for me because due to my fibromyalgia, and I don't have the strength that I would like to have, I can't hold my son for very long. And that's difficult for me to take because he's still only 4 weeks old, but my arms get tired and sore, and just I then worry that I don't have the strength to hold him. I just want to look after him. But I also have to realise that all I'm doing is the best that I can. And as a parent, that's all you can ever do, is do the best that you can for your child. For me, it's wanting to show James that life is to be embraced, all its sort of challenges. I want him to be proud of me. Just that even though I've got an illness, I'm not going to let it stop me doing everything. You know, I might not be able to run about for hours with them, which just in itself is really quite difficult to the thought of that, you know, having to say, no, Dad can't run about with you today because he's really sore. But it's not going to stop me from having games of football with him, because I might be in even more pain at the end of it, but if I didn't do it, then I'd be in much more pain inside, because I'm not getting that opportunity, and it's just not wanting to disappoint him by not being able to do these things. As he gets older, I just want him to be happy and be proud that I'm his dad. Thank you.